This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. Harper Lee's novel To Kill a Mockingbird was published 50 years ago this week. The book became an instant and huge bestseller, won a Pulitzer Prize, and also became the excellent 1962 movie adaptation. Everybody remembers Gregory Peck in his role as Atticus Finch, the small-town Southern lawyer who defends a black man accused of raping a white woman in the 1930s.
Now, gentlemen, in this country, our courts are the great levelers. In our courts, all men are created equal. Now, I am confident that you gentlemen will review, without passion, the evidence that you have heard, come to a decision, and restore this man to his family. In the name of God, do your duty.
To Kill a Mockingbird is set in a town called Macomb, which was a very close copy of Monroeville, Alabama. Harper Lee was born in Monroeville in 1926, and she still lives there. She hasn't talked to the press in decades, but her relatives have said that Scout, the young girl in the novel, is essentially Harper Lee. Atticus Finch was based on her father, and Dill, the annoying kid next door, was the other famous Monroeville native, Harper Lee's good friend Truman Capote. Anna Boyko Wyrock recently poked around Monroeville to see how people there feel about the book nowadays.
When it first came out in 1960, Harper Lee's neighbors gave To Kill a Mockingbird a chilly reception.
It wasn't that people spoke out against it, they just sort of ignored it.
Reverend Thomas Butts is from Monroeville and a close friend of Harper Lee.
Here was a white woman writing a book in which one of the major characters was a black man. And the black man came out looking good in the book. And you didn't do that. That wasn't done.
Reverend Butts, who's white, was inspired by the character of Atticus Finch. Butts supported integration, and he had received death threats from the Klan. To him, To Kill a Mockingbird was solidarity.
It wasn't as if somebody stood up and started waving a flag and said, "Yay, you're right." But as if somebody said in principle, "You were right. You were right."
I didn't care too much about it.
Rufus Barnett was taking a smoke break on the sidewalk downtown. He never read the book, but he heard enough to turn him off.
Because it was based on black people getting abused, and I don't like to talk about it. Because if you talk about it, then it bring up old stupid stuff in your mind. You understand what I'm saying?
Old stupid stuff is a delicate way to put it. Barnett came of age under Jim Crow. So the story of Tom Robinson, who's going to be wrongfully convicted and then killed, was a little close to home.
Tom, did you rape Mayella Ewell? I did not, sir.
Once the Gregory Peck movie came out in 62, tourists started coming to Monroeville. They wanted to check out the courthouse. The Hollywood set was an exact copy.
It's the first book I read that had meaning in it that wasn't just like learn my ABCs kind of book. It had meaning and it had an impact and it had a story to tell that needed to be told.
Rebecca Estes was just 8 when her parents read it to her, and she read it on her own at 12. Even now, in college, her peers are impressed by it.
I'd go into my English classes and you'd have to introduce where you're from, and every time they'd say, "So tell me something interesting about yourself," and I said, "Oh, well, I grew up in the church where Harper Lee attended," and they're like, "Are you kidding me?" Like, it's just kind of hard to believe.
The novel's popularity has spawned a cottage industry in Monroeville. In the courthouse gift shop, you can buy all sorts of Mockingbird stuff, like fleece vests and stone coasters with engraved Mockingbird logos. There are murals painted on walls in town, commemorative bird baths and birdhouses, walking tours. For the past 20 years, the town has staged a play of To Kill a Mockingbird right next to the courthouse. It sells out almost always.
During a normal performance, I'm the Mockingbird. I'm a drunk. Yeah, I'm a drunk. And I play Boo.
Robert Champion has played Boo Radley so many times, it's become his alter ego. Really.
I've actually signed checks as Boo Radley and had them clear the bank.
But in real life, his role is much more serious.
We keep all of our evidence in here. It looks kind of raggedy.
This is the evidence room at the police station. Champion is one of the town's detectives.
The entire experience, from the book to the play to the movie, I see my life working in it every day. And it's really been helpful.
The novel was effective in changing white attitudes because it was written by a Southerner, not some judgmental Yankee. It was a voice from inside the community.
The first time I read it, it struck me as why people are like that. And then I had to look back at myself, and I had to ask the question, why was I like that? Because not only can I identify with Boo, I identify with the people in it. I was like that at one time, probably, growing up, and it was just a part of the South.
Scout, you never really understand a person until you consider things from his point of view. Did you climb inside of his skin? Walk around in it.
As the years go by, and the painful battles of the civil rights era become a thing in history textbooks, even Rufus Barnett has warmed up to Mockingbird. In fact, he's decided, after nearly 50 years, to give the movie a try.
It was good to let people know how everything were back in the day. And I'm going to get around to watch it. I want to watch it. The older I get, the more I can think about things. And that wasn't none of me back then. That was somebody else. So we'll leave it like that.
For Studio 360, I'm Anna Boyko-Wyrock.